7 points in a game, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's his high this season.
Well, it's all coming up as the Cass City and Bannex will be our second game of the evening tonight as this doubleheader action in the MHSA Tournament District 96 hosted by Cass City, Michigan. One of the final gyms with still wooden bleachers here, and it has a very warm and cozy feel. We're broadcasting right from midcourt here as USA and Harbor Beach are both on the court. They're our first game tonight, and we'll be discussing both of those squads when we return right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and Paul P. Adams breaking down District 96 right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Hi, this is Dr. Whitney from 3 Point Chiropractic in Sebring. In addition to chiropractic care, we now have laser therapy to supplement your healing process. Laser therapy is proven to locally reduce pain in arthritis, muscle stiffness, and even strains and sprains. Call 3 Point Chiropractic today to find out how laser therapy can help you deal with your pain drug-free. Call 989-704-3334. Also, massage therapy is now available at 3 Point Chiropractic with Jessica Kinney, a licensed massage therapist. Call and make your appointment today for laser therapy at 3 Point Chiropractic of Sebring.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning 3 generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Albert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Albert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
Your Hardwood home for high school hoops is the WLAW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call tonight in doubleheader action from District 96. Right now we're being joined by Paul P. Adams, the sports editor of the Huron Daily Tribune, and MichiganStumb.com/prepzone. Check it all out. It's an intensive area for high school sports, a great home base there. We've talked about Bannex and Cass City. That's our second game tonight. We'll talk about now the game ahead of us here, and that would be Harbor Beach against USA, one of the classic interconference rivalries of all time. The Harbor Beach Pirates enter at 12-7 overall. They had a bye on Monday. They enter the postseason on a 3-game win streak. They finished 10-2 in divisional play, the Greater Thumb East champions outright by 2 games, and that's their 5th league title in 8 years. Ron Rubel has been the coach for 26 years. That's right, 2-6. In the last eight years alone, he's gone 123-50, winning 71% of games. on offense. Harbor Beach averaging 52.8 per game. That's number three of offenses in the Greater Thumb Conference. Exact same offensive average as a year ago at this exact same time. On defense, Harbor Beach is the number six defense in the GTC, giving up 48.1, but that is 6 points better than last year's defensive average. An average margin of victory of 4.7 for Harbor Beach this year. That's the fourth best in the Greater Thumb Conference behind USA, Reese, and Bad Axe. Last year, the Pirates entered the postseason winning just three of their last 10 games. Now, a year later in 2019, Harbor Beach enters the MHSAA tournament winning six of their last seven and winning the Greater Thumb East League by two games.
I'll tell you what, the Pirates are playing their best basketball right now when it counts the most. And isn't it fantastic that we have tonight two coaches combined together? It's almost a half a century of experience, coaching experience, right there in front of us. So this should be a really good chess match.
Now, John, we're going to take us through that roster of the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Coach Ron Rubel, his Harbor Beach Pirates, are led by the Yon brothers, Senior Mason and Junior Parker. Both are, I think, are pretty tough ball players, inside or out. Then you have Junior Evan Smoglinski. He is the big presence on the inside. And then you also have outside threats like seniors Devin Finkel, junior Michael Anderson, sophomore Dylan Cater, who I think is going to be a real key tonight. And that's to keep defenses honest. Ball control, shot selection, hitting their free throws, I think is going to be key for the Pirates tonight.
Yeah, for me, you guys, you kind of touched on it. I think this is one of Ron Rubel's best coaching jobs. When you look at the amount of seniors that they lost, at the positions that they lost, Coach Rubel, he really had to change his philosophy and change the way he coaches. They don't really have that true point guard. A lot of times Mason Yon's got to be handling the ball, where he'd probably like to have Mason Yon off the ball and doing some things with that. I just think it's been a fantastic job. I didn't have Harbor Beach as my Greater Thumb East champion outright coming into this game. So as far as this game goes, though, one of the key matchups, and we'll talk about him when we talk about USA, but it's Nash Morton against Mason Yon. Nash Morton is the defensive specialist for USA, and he is tasked with taking on the best player from every team, and Mason Yon is the best player for Harbor Beach. That's the one I'm going to be fascinated with. So that means it's going to be Parker Yon. It's going to be Mr. Kadar, the young sophomore. We'll see, you know, him coming off the bench. Evan Smoglinski has the ability to dominate this game because we saw USA struggle inside to grab rebounds against Ubley Monday night. If that happens again, that could be the key to success for the Harbor Beach Pirates.
Harbor Beach Pirates are going to have to keep that ball off the floor tonight. I mean, if they can keep the ball moving and then negate the great pesky defense that the USA Patriots have, then I think the Harbor Beach Pirates have a shot.
With a win tonight, Harbor Beach would avenge a loss to USA in their second game of the season. The Pirates lost to the Patriots by 15 points back on December 7th, when I'm pretty sure the Pirates were still playing football indoors. But, of course, an extended football season for the Pirates got them a little late start.
And Clark, I asked Coach Gainforth about this upcoming match, and he goes, totally different. Just throw that game out the window.
Oh, I agree.
It was the second game of the season for Harbor Beach coming off that long run. Coach Gainforth smart enough to know that this is a much better improved team, and they did not have their basketball legs, and that showed in December. And really, that's a whole nother – we could have a whole show on MHSAA putting teams in that position. But this Harbor Beach team, like Coach Mooney said, playing its best ball of the season, and I expect a totally different Harbor Beach team. Maybe not a different outcome, but Harbor Beach is going to make USA work to get to that fourth straight district championship.
I agree. Great call, Paul.
Has John Mooney speechless. All right. Well, what do you think, though? Harbor Beach, of course, had a bye on Monday, so USA was able to play 2 days ago. Harbor Beach has not played since Friday, so 5 days ago. They're sitting here in the cold and the snow and everything. How much is that going to affect them tonight?
I don't think it's going to affect them one iota for some odd reason. They've been in the gym more than likely working on their game plan against the USA Patriots, and it gives them more time to go ahead and accomplish that. Maybe they have seen some film on the Patriots and so forth, looking for tendencies and so forth. So I think they're well prepared for the moment at hand.
And let's be honest, they knew they were preparing for USA for quite a while. It would have been a monumental upset for Harbor Beach or for Ubley to beat USA. So that gave them time to prepare, break down film, see what happened the first time around and where they can improve. So I think it's a total advantage for Harbor Beach not to have played on Monday.
Oh, well, we'll find out soon enough as we're going to be tipping things off in about 23 minutes right here. And you're tuned in to Sports Radio 102.1 and WLWSports.com. Your home for all postseason action right here on the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey and John Muth with calling games.